It's a Thursday morning, and Brady, g'day.
Morning, fellas. We inch towards the weekend.
Now, Harry and Meghan are coming back already.
Yeah, they are next week. This is really interesting. So there's been a statement put out today just listing some of their final engagements as senior members of the royal family. As of April the 1st, they will be doing their own thing and going their own way. But the statement put out today basically says that the office that they use, the Buckingham Palace, is closing. And after March 31st, they will be represented in London by their charitable organisation. Harry is going to go to some Invictus Games stuff. There's a choir and a recording with John Bon Jovi, would you believe? And Meghan is booked in to do something on International Women's Day. So they've got charitable engagements to go to, six in total. But as of April the 1st, they will very much be going their own way. And still some questions over the brand, Sussex Royal. Apparently the Queen's not happy that it's got the word royal in it. And the feeling is that she thinks that you're either in or you're out. And as of April the 1st, Harry and Meghan, they're out.
They will be indeed. Now, you've got a point system coming over there for new arrivals.
Yeah, so immigration, huge talking point here over the last few years, which obviously I won't bore you with the details. But today, the government has announced its new plan for an Australian style. And this is the key phrase that was used in all the papers and all the broadcasts. An Australian style immigration system for visas. So basically, you've got to get 70 points to get in. And the whole idea is that this will stop cheap European labour coming into the UK market force. So I looked at it today, as a lot of people did as well. You get 20 points if you've got a job offer. You get 20 points extra if it's a certain skill set that the country needs. You get 10 points if you speak very good English. And there's other points available for like serious educational qualifications. And I looked at those points today, Milsey. Hand on heart, when I came to this country, I wouldn't have hit 70 points. I'd have had 10 points for speaking good English, and that was about it.
Well, thank God they let you in. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking to you. Mate, take care. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.